Hello and welcome to You Don't Have to Be Crazy, the 10-minute payroll podcast from Payslip. I'm your host, Jer from Payslip, and each episode I have a light-hearted chat with some of the most interesting people in the world of payroll. And joining me today is Michael Francis, a true global payroll leader, author, speaker, and passionate advocate for the payroll industry. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Ger, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the intro. I'm not sure if I'm a world-renowned payroll expert, but you know what? I'll take it.
So Payroll Congress has just been and gone. And when some of my colleagues were traveling out there, I said to them, keep an ear and an eye open for interesting payrollers that I could maybe have on as a guest on the podcast. Wow. And word came back to me, you got to get Michael Francis on because this guy is not short of an opinion.
Well, they're absolutely right. I think I have a voice and an opinion and a position when it comes to payroll. And so I'm very passionate about that. I want to make sure that, you know, as you can see with the beard that I have, I'm not getting any younger. So I want to make sure that most of this knowledge is transferred to the younger generation. But we also see the advent of AI and other technologies. And so how do we as payroll individuals kind of look at this and not get intimidated by it, but embrace it and see how we can utilize it to get us to the next level?
So on your LinkedIn profile, I did a little bit of snooping. I hope you don't mind.
But oh, that's fine.
You have a sentence and it really stood out to me. You say, my mission is to expose payroll as a valued business driver. And I love that. And I guess it probably does go some way to explaining your willingness and enthusiasm to share opinions. Do you think then that maybe payrollers as a group of professionals, maybe we haven't been so good at articulating that value, or maybe we've been shy or reluctant to do so?
I think the nature of payroll in of itself, right? It's a lot of transactions. There's no real room for error. So a lot of times payroll individuals, even at the highest level, are very transactional. Heads down, making sure that we can deliver paychecks every pay period. But the type of, well, you know that in this day and age, data is king, right? And who has better data than payroll, right? Not only do we have their demographic data, we also have pay data. So how are we utilizing that data to start helping to drive the business? And so that's going to require that we kind of lift up our heads from transactions and really start digging into that data, cutting and slicing it, see what stories we can tell from it, right? And so I think, you know, no knock on any payroll person. I'm a director of payroll. I have a wonderful team, but I'm still very much in the weeds of things. So I have to fight my way out of just being in the weeds, being able to delegate to my capable team, and then start cutting and dicing that data to start trying to add value to the business. So it's really, it has to be a focused effort to stop being so transactional, which is very difficult because I've been doing it for 30 years. And how I've been successful is successful paychecks, successful W-2s, successful year-end documents in the different countries that I serve. So that's really what your measure is. We still have a lot of room and a lot of things that we can add to the value of an organization.
Do you think there's a sense in which if AI replaces some of the more, so you say, transactional elements of payroll, the calculations, the reconciliations, that actually if the role of payroll becomes more about the storytelling, it becomes more about the organizational impact, and that maybe that's the natural career trajectory for a payroller?
I think AI can assist with helping us to raise our heads, right? But that what that now entails is that a payroll person has to embrace the fact that they're not transactional anymore and see how they can utilize AI in its current form and as it moves forward and evolves, what can it do? You know, payroll is so intricate. There are so many things that go on. Yes, there are very linear things that you can program and say, let's do. But then there's that one-off situation where, a decision needs to be made. And I don't care how well you train a machine and program a machine. Sometimes that human needs that touch. And then how is the machine really going to learn how to do payroll? It really needs individuals to do that. So at the end of the day, there's still a place for human beings, even if AI takes over. It's really, really about people upskilling themselves, understanding AI, understanding how it's coming. And even if you don't understand, start creating things that can say, here's my place in the industry. One of the things I'm working on for next year's Congress is, you're getting a scoop on this on this podcast, is that I fully intend to come to deliver a framework of how people can take what's currently available and integrate it into their payroll processes. Of course, it's going to require a lot of partnership, a lot of discussions with your IT and security people at your organization. But I think once those conversations happen, you have a real sense of what it is that you want to do. Here's a framework of how you can package that and get it through what you need to get through. So it's a work in progress. I hope I didn't oversell what I'm going to do next year, but that's my intent.
You're pretty hot on the potentiality of AI. Is there anything that worries you about it or anything that you see as a potential drawback?
I mean, if we're thinking about AI, certainly we need to be worried about hallucinations. Certainly we need to be worried about, setting up guardrails. You know, you don't want AI making up payroll stuff. It has to be accurate. So yes, I have the same concerns that everyone has around, security, on hallucinations, making sure you have guardrails. And then on top of it too, really making sure that your results that are coming from AI are not biased, right?
Will it limit entry-level positions? Already as a career, as an industry, it can be a challenge to entice people into the world of payroll. If AI is doing a lot of the entry-level, okay, tedious manual work, yes. Does it restrict entry points for graduates?
Yeah, and definitely, right? But I think my position there is, the younger generation of individuals coming into the workforce today, they're very much attracted to, positions that have purpose, but they're also very technology driven. So I look at AI as an opportunity to start attracting people to the industry if they are getting a component of technology that, they can play with, experiment with, and so on. Now, in terms of entry-level jobs, what that really means from that perspective is that those entry-level jobs are probably not going to be as they are today. They're probably not going to exist, right? Because if your AI is doing those entry-level things, but then if you have an individual leaving school who's done some information technology, enjoys AI, enjoys the things that it does, why not payroll? Payroll would be an opportunity for them to come in and use some of those skills. So yes, there's a concern about entry-level jobs and the level of entry coming in, but we also need to up our profile, right? If we're getting rid of entry-level jobs and we need these skill sets, certainly we need them coming in. AI is going to be that bridge, right? You have these younger people very much curious, want to use technology and so on. You have older guys like me that are kind of dabbling in it, but we're not really all in yet because we still want to touch it, feel it ourselves. So it's really how do those two things kind of join that bridge where now these individuals understand our point of view and we understand their point of view. And then together we can really elevate this industry into what it could become, right? And so that's really where I am now. That's my point of view. It's an opinion that I have. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. But, that's where my focus is always going to be, is how do I attract younger people in those positions, use these older people to help them to start doing the things that they need to do. And then together we can, get the industry going in the right direction before I'm off in the sunset doing whatever I want to do. If I want to go fishing or do some consulting, that's what I'll end up doing.